Welcome to our next episode of The Capitalist Investor. As I mentioned last time, we're trying a new little method here of doing more episodes, but shorter takes, so that you can move on with your day, get that knowledge.
The knowledge.
The sophistication. It's coming at you. All right, today we're going to talk, it's earnings season, right? We're just kicking off earnings season. My favorite time of the a couple times of the year. I love it. Got to start hearing, watch the. It's a catalyst for market movement.
So it's also always get in shape season too. Like stop eating so much and start burning some calorie season.
Well, it is spring, but
it's like summer body season.
Yeah,
which I'm doing a very bad job.
All right, good luck, Luke.
So that goes right into the earnings. Like
it all starts off with the banks.
They're all trying to trim the fat. Essentially, is kind of what's happening. They're trying to add dollars to the bottom line.
Right.
A lot of these banks have some mixed reviews, mixed earnings. JP Morgan reported, Bank of America reported. A lot of these stocks actually sold off. A lot of investors were not happy with, some of the growth areas and areas that aren't growing, like, some of the investment banking route or asset management was a pro in a lot of these earnings, I believe.
Morgan Stanley took it on the chin because they're getting audited for their money management. So we'll see how that goes. But overall, what the banks are telling us right now is that credit quality is pretty good. PNC came out and said that they're expecting, a soft landing. So, there's some probably some pretty smart people over at PNC trying to figure this stuff out. And you would think so. But so, all right. So there's the good things, right?
First Republic got acquired by JP Morgan. I think Jamie Dimon hit on that a little bit.
Yeah,
basically said the acquisition was, it took a little bit of a toll on hurt their earnings in some areas, but overall was a pretty successful acquisition. So going forward, a lot of, the ease investors' ideas in mind around if there were any more bank failures like New York Community Bank that just needed $1 billion liquidity infusion, you have the biggest and baddest banks of the world, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs of the world, that are able to scoop them up at a pretty reasonable valuation to save them, right? So that's kind of the kind of philosophy is, that we've been preaching for actually about a year, is the bigger are going to continue to get bigger and the small will continue to get smaller. Like the banking sector is going to see a lot of consolidation where the JP Morgans of the world will continue to scoop up little smaller regional banks that may be hurting because a lot of depositors, what you're seeing is a lot of flows to the top. You're seeing a lot of depositors go from their PNCs of the world and go to the JP Morgans.
Well, but the problem is, here's the thing with these regional banks is that the weakness in the banks is their commercial and office real estate, and these regional banks have the most exposure to commercial real estate. People aren't going back to work. People are not.
Guard jobs.
The stay at home kind of stayed, right? Work from home kind of thing, or just consolidation out of expensive office space. We saw that here in Cleveland. The old BP tower, the Huntington Bank tower was sold for like $50 million. The last time it was sold or appraised, and the way that they calculate the tax revenue, that building should have sold for about $140 million.
Tony, you should have went to your bank real quick and just said, hey, I need $50 million and we go buy the terminal tower.
Could have played a great game of hide and seek on that, in that whole building, right?
But commercial real estate's a huge, that's been one of the biggest names or themes with regional banks that you hit on. A lot of concern around commercial real estate as the work from home trend continues and stays. Now, that being said.
Yeah. I don't know. I was having this conversation with somebody else and they're like, have you been in that building lately? And I'm like, no, but I hear it's empty. Like it is not, there's no one in it virtually. Right. That's a problem. It's great. Great deal. You bought it for $50 million. What are you going to put in there? Good God. I don't know what you do with the building.
One thing I'm paying attention to, too, is the CEOs and executive management teams when it comes to these banks, what they're doing with their own stock, because that's a lot of these executives are compensated through stock options or other incentive programs. So you see, one thing I kind of noticed, and listen, we like JP Morgan. We own JP Morgan in our portfolio. Mm-hmm. But one thing I kind of started to think about and look at, and at least you want to keep in the back of your head, is Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan, sold, I think, $50 million in February of his own stock and then liquidated another like $40 million in March.
Yeah.
So like almost a total of $200 million. I don't know what Jamie Dimon's exact net worth is. I think it's like $1 to $2 billion.
It's about $2 billion bucks.
Yeah. So 10%.
So he liquidated, well, I mean, I don't know how much else he's liquid, but that's 10% of his liquid net worth, right? Or whatever you want to call it. $200 million is a big number, but $2 billion is even bigger. So is 10% a big deal? I mean, that's a lot. I mean, it is a lot of money, but in his grand scheme of things, is it? I mean, that's a lot of walking around money. I don't know what you're going to, I mean, obviously he's just going to try and diversify, but if he liked the company, I mean, who knows? There could have been a lot of different reasons why he's doing it. Tax reasons, worried about, you know, maybe the sunset of Trump's tax laws coming down the pike. Who knows what why he did it? Maybe he sees something that we don't. I don't, and maybe it's not related to the performance of the stock. It might be a personal tax reason. Who knows?
Well, I think Jamie's been pretty outspoken about concerns and holes in the economy.
Right.
I think he was the one that said, like, we got to prepare for an economic hurricane or something like that. Like, yeah. 2 years ago, he said that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was kind of, I think, wrong in some aspects with that, but he saw something. I think he continues. He's been outspoken that, like, not everything is perfect. Like, there are definitely some things that he's paying attention to. But the fact that they're aware, I think Jamie, from our standpoint, from our research and from what my perspective is, I think he's got a pretty good idea of what's going on internally with JP Morgan to try to hedge your bets against something bad happening. So I think at the end of the day, this is an example of there can be bad things happening in the economy and some things to be concerned about. But if you're a CEO and you're a good CEO and your company's set up properly and you're hedging your bets and making sure that you're not taking dumb risks, then you should be able to weather the storm through almost any kind of environment. I think that even whether or not you sell the stock to hedge against that, whether or not he did that just for diversification tax reason, I don't think he's overly concerned about the overall economic outlook. Because if he was, I think he would be making some bigger waves out there in the public.
Yeah.
You know, as CEO, you have an obligation maybe not to spook too many people. But Jamie Dimon also doesn't seem like he has too much of a filter.
Yeah.
I think there's even thoughts about him running for president or something like that. There's not now, but like maybe down the road. But
right. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I would say, like, you know, one of the more, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly of the earnings season, especially with the banks.
What's your favorite saying? The good, the bad, the ugly.
Well, the ugly part is that, and it's just the rubber has not hit the road on this, but, you know, there's talks of future regulations. So capital requirements are going to be going up. Because, you know, Nate or Luke, this is your favorite point, is that we're racking up debt, you know, consumer debt. Credit cards are maxed out over $1 trillion in credit card debt, right? And consumers still strong, but they're putting it on credit cards. So how sustainable is that?
But if everyone's doing it, then what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, but as these companies are going to be required to have higher capital requirements, obviously that protects the bank, but it also hurts their profitability because they just got to park that money and watch it and stare at it. And it's not good for the banks and their profitability. But watching, you know, I guess what we're looking for this earnings season is, you know, high single digits for earnings growth. We're going to be in an earnings growth boom. The market went up during an earnings growth, not growth. You know, like there was a lot of earnings decline, and you know the bar has been set so low, so we should see more growth, but it might be already priced into the market. And the other thing is the biggest thing we should be watching is the consumer. Are they still strong? Because people need to buy stuff to make sales, right? Coming down the pike. So we'll be watching the consumer. So we'll be watching, you know, the credit cards, Amazon, when they come out.
It all comes down to jobs. It doesn't even come down to credit anymore. It's like jobs. People will stop borrowing money and borrowing. Okay. So people are doing the same thing that the government's doing right now. They are borrowing new debt to pay off old debt. And that's in companies like banks, like JP Morgan's of the world or regional banks of the world are more willing to do that when times are good, everyone's got a job to pay for any kind of debt and like prolong it over a long period of time.
Right.
They aren't willing to lend out money. The first thing they ask you is, you know, whatever, W-2s, whatever it be for previous jobs or for your job, if you're going to apply for loans, whatever it be. And if you don't have a job to sustain that lifestyle spend, they're not going to give you a loan. So it's no longer even about credit anymore. We have $4 trillion of accessible credit available still, revolving credit, credit cards, loans, things like that. The question becomes, when job losses ever do happen, maybe they won't.
Well, luckily we have the, you know, unemployment's pretty low.
Yeah.
No, you know, it's below 4%, which is kind of the line, you know, the invisible line of good, you know, a good market and a bad market for jobs. So right now we're good. And people will continue to spend. I'm not expecting anybody saying, oh my God, no one's spending money. No, they are. Because they got job to pay for that.
I've done a pretty good job for the most part of not spending money. And I'm proud of myself. I'm staying at home, just enjoying life. You know, sitting in my backyard, watching my dog, going to the piers, taking pictures. I think you liked it last night. I posted a picture of my story of just sitting on the pier. It was kind of cold.
Yeah.
But yeah, just. All right.
I need to do that.
No hiking, things like that. Enjoy nature.
Yeah. I need to do more. That, but it's golf season, so
that's more reason to spend money. It's like $100 a pop, dude.
It could be, yeah. Well, after paying for greens fees and then, you know, getting an adult beverage,
while we all know Tony
driving around.
We all want to be Tony Zabigala.
No, you don't. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening, and we will hit you up with the next episode here shortly. So, if you have any questions, you know, hit us up with at info@swpconnect.com, and we'll talk to you next episode.
The opinions expressed in the podcast are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any investment, legal, financial, or tax strategy. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. Please consult a qualified professional about your individual needs.